past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are the in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man Depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
And old man Recession, you are maybe not gonna do us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, inflation, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, and I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. Thank you, Jack. And we are a firm, as the name implies, that specializes in retirement planning. So we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then this show is designed for you. Our goal with our clients is to turn them into squippers. And you may be saying, well, what the heck is a squipper? Well, a squipper is someone who is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision because they are now retired and having a lot of fun. And the acronym for that is squipper. So we want to turn you into a squipper, and you can only become one if you are our client. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. You can podcast this show. You can attend seminars. You can watch videos, tons and tons of content, information to help you to achieve that aforementioned second childhood. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. It's all good. So rpoa.com is our website. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, you may have heard that Fitch, which is one of the credit rating agencies, downgraded the United States debt. And the question that I'm going to ask is, so what? You know, and I'm going to take you back to 2011 because I have vivid memories of that one and what happened the last time we got our credit rating downgraded. So we'll talk about that. Also this week, want to talk with you about risk number 7 of the 18 risks that we see that you face in your retirement, and that is financial elder abuse. And the statistics on that are mind-blowing. And, you know, we run into it probably on a monthly basis, if not more often than that. So I want to talk with you about how to avoid that, what to do, and what we do about it. Okay, so we'll have that. Also this week, we're going to have number 53 in our strategies to maximize Social Security benefits. So if you want to make sure that you're getting the most out of Social Security, we want to help you with that. And in segment number 3, we're going to help you with number 53 in our series of strategies to maximize Social Security. Now, also this week, you know, I was interviewed yesterday by Reuters and, you know, the on their TV show. And she asked me, what is the biggest risk that the people you work with face, you know, and she said, you got people who are about to retire, you got people who are retired, what's the biggest risk that they face? And she said, is it inflation? And I said, no, it's not. There's a risk that is worse than inflation, in our view. And she said, what is it? And I explained, and I'm going to tease you on this one, folks, because you'll have to wait for later in the show to find out what the biggest risk we think you face in your retirement is. Okay, so we'll have that for you. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, I've entitled our estate tip. Normally, we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. But this week, we're going to talk about your very deserving and washed spouse. And we're going to say that you should not leave everything to your spouse. And you're saying, well, wait a second. I love my spouse. I want to leave everything to my spouse. Well, don't. I'll explain why at about 10 till. So we have a show that is chock full of great information, and I am sure you'll stay tuned for the entire program. You don't want to miss any part of this show. So I want to go back down memory lane, you know, because in 2011 was the last time that the U.S. had their debt downgraded, and it was a huge, huge deal. I remember it was a Friday night. I was actually at the movie theater. I was about to buy popcorn. We were in the theater. I was at the popcorn place. I was getting the big bucket of popcorn, and I got a text from one of the members of our investment committee, and he goes, "Ken, the U.S. debt just got downgraded." And I'm like, "Oh crap! Okay, there goes the movie. We're going to see the King's Speech. Remember that movie with the guy, the king who stuttered? So I wanted to go see that movie, but no. We called an emergency meeting for our investment oversight committee, and there at the time, there were five of us on that committee, and we all got together. It was a Friday night. We stayed up till midnight, and what we were talking about was, okay, if the debt's going to get downgraded, then what's going to happen on Monday when the market opens? And what do we do about it? How do we mitigate that with, you know, we got 2 days, even though the market's closed, but what are we going to do in anticipation of that so we can prepare for that? And, you know, I have to tell you, it may sound to you like going to a movie on a Friday night is a lot of fun. There is nothing more fun for us, for me, than doing what we did, to strategize how to protect our clients from what harm could come to them, what their investments and all of that kind of stuff. It was great. And as it turns out, the market did open down, and in fact, it lost about 7% before it was all done, but it recovered after that. So I'm going to talk about what happens this time and what our view is right now. So first of all, what did happen was that, yes, our debt was downgraded, and yes, it caused everybody to freak out, and yes, the market went down. But you have to remember, the U.S. Treasury is the world's savings account. Okay, that's we're the world's reserve currency, which is a fancy word for we're the savings account. When people want to put their money in a safe place and leave it in cash and know that it's safe, where do they put it? They put it in the United States. They buy our treasuries. And so, yeah, so we got downgraded. Big deal. Where else are you going to put your money? You know, there's an old expression that says that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Right? So, yeah, we may be downgraded to C or D or even F. I don't even know if there is an F, but if we're really downgraded to like the lowest rating, so what? There ain't no alternative right now. You're going to put your money here. Even though it may not feel like it, we're the most stable political country in the world. We have the most stable economy. Our Federal Reserve is on top of this inflation thing and they're doing the fight. So, where else are you going to put it? You're going to put your money in China? You're going to let them have, if you're a country, you're going to put all your money in China? They'll take it from you. You're going to put it in Russia with Putin? I don't think so. You're going to put it in Europe? Those guys are a mess. The Eurozone may be collapsing here soon. No, you're not going to put it there. There is no alternative. You're going to put it in the U.S. Case in point, Warren Buffett. just bought $10 billion of U.S. treasuries. Okay, so if he was worried that this was not a good place, he wouldn't have done that. Elon Musk just said it's a no-brainer to buy U.S. treasuries. You watch. When they have their next auction, we're going to sell a bunch more debt. People are going to finance all the debt that we want right now because we are the safest and best place to put your safe money.
Very interesting.
Yes. So, not worried about Fitch downgrading us, although we deserve it. We are out of control. The deficits we are running, the fight over the debt ceiling every year and all that, it's just not right. We need to fix that. We can't have that kind of thing happening periodically where we put the country at risk and the ability to finance our debt at risk. We got to have a better system than that. I don't know the answer. I'm not a politician. I'm not president of the United States. Somebody needs to fix it, but it's broken. But here's the thing that we think, if you want to worry about something, it's not that. What we think you should worry about is what I've decided to call the inflation shock that is coming. And what do I mean by that? To us, we think that inflation is going to start climbing back up again. We got the jobs numbers, and they were strong. You know, there was a little bit for everybody there in the jobs numbers we got the Friday morning. But overall, it's not making inflation go down. Housing, which is a large component of the inflation number, not coming down. In fact, it's headed the other direction. Wages are not coming down. In fact, they're staying high at inflationary levels. So inflation, in our view, is going to start trending back up. We think it'll be back around 4% towards the end of this year. And by the way, throughout this year, we have predicted very accurately how far down it would come. And we said that by June, it would be down around 3%. Sure enough, it did. So if that were to happen, if the inflation starts to go back up again, there's a lot of people that are not expecting that. They're expecting the opposite, and they'll be shocked in our view, and when that happens, they might sell. So we think that's going to be a buying opportunity. We think that that's going to be a place where you're going to see the market go down quite a bit, and we think it'll be a buying opportunity, not a panic opportunity. So what does that mean to you? Well, all of that is our view. Now, we could be wrong, and therefore, that's why we always have our invest and protect strategy to protect us on the downside. It's the one that told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 08. It told us to sell in April of last year before the big drop that came because of all the stuff that the inflation, et cetera, that happened last year. So we want to protect our clients and you, if you were a client. We want to help you to become a squipper. We want you to have that second childhood without parental supervision. And if you've lost half your money in a bear market, I don't think you can really have that much fun. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend our seminars. They're live or virtual. You can visit with the Retirement Planner, podcast his show, lots and lots of resources to help you with your retirement planning. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about risk number 7 faced in retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And
I feel good.
Yes, and I do feel good. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And so we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And our goal is to turn every single client into a squipper. And you may be wondering what a squipper is. Well, a squipper is someone who is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. It's the acronym for it. And so if you want to be a squipper, you can only get it at our firm. Only our clients can become squippers. And if you're not a squipper, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend our seminars. You can visit with a retirement planner. You can watch videos, listen to podcasts. We got tons and tons of info on there to help you to achieve that second childhood that we want for you. Okay, so I want to talk this in this segment about risk number 7 of the 18 risks that you face, that we think you face in retirement. And this one is financial elder abuse. And this one, you know, there's a special place in you know where for people who take advantage of older people like that. I think it's horrible. But here's some statistics according to the Center for Financial Planning. The annual loss due to elder financial abuse is $2.6 billion. Many victims are never the same emotionally after being taken advantage of by someone they trust. The typical victim is a woman aged 70 to 89. However, the victims represent a diverse profile, including older men. The problem also exists across all ethnic and socioeconomic groups. Families, friends, neighbors, and caregivers were the most frequent perpetrators. 55% of the perpetrators of elder financial abuse were people that you trust, your own family, your own trusted people, your friends. It's terrible. 60% of family perpetrators are adult children, your own kids. Oh my gosh. These crimes often involve misuse of powers of attorney, stealing money, using credit cards, and borrowing against the elder person's home. Elder financial abuse perpetrated by businesses can involve large sums of money, and one perpetrator can have hundreds of victims. You know, we run into this all the time. These people it's basically organized crime. Abuse may be brought about because the person is too polite to push back when necessary, or because the person is lonely. And that's one of the biggest reasons. They become your friend because, you know, widows and people who are older could be lonely, and they take advantage of that. Elder financial abuse goes unreported. So these numbers are the reported ones because people are embarrassed. They do not want to send a family member to jail. They fear losing their care or that the perpetrator may come and harm them, and they're afraid of that. So elder abuse, financial elder abuse, is a horrible, horrible thing. Now, in our firm, we basically have a rule that, you know, over certain limits, if a client wants to withdraw money from their account and it's not something that we talked about, then we call them and we talk to them personally. And we have caught multiple times when people are trying to, are manipulating or conning or tricking one of our clients into sending them money or investing in something, because we talk to the client about it directly. We don't trust, you know, the electronic or the digital or emails or all that kind of stuff. No, I want to talk to you personally, and I want to say, you know, Mr., Mrs. Client, or maybe even Mr., Mrs. Squipper, do you really want to be doing this? Are you aware of what's going on? And sometimes the spouse is not aware. You know, the husband or the wife is the one who's doing it, and their spouse doesn't know that they're even doing it. They're keeping it a secret. So all of those things are important, to have some sort of a protection mechanism against that. Now, we do that as a backstop. Okay, so we are watching, and we want to make sure that it doesn't happen. There are some things that you can do beyond having a watchdog like us doing it for you. The first is make sure that you are organized, okay? Keep close track of all your possessions, your money, your assets. Open and send your own email. Don't let other people have access to your email. That's the easiest way to get into all your stuff and do bad things, is to have access to your email without your permission, okay? Make sure you sign your own checks. Don't let anybody sign your checks for you. The other thing is set up direct deposits for all the normal checks that you receive. Use voicemail to screen calls. If somebody calls you and you don't recognize the number, don't talk to them. Let them go to voicemail, listen to it, and that way you're not caught off guard by somebody who's really good at ingratiating yourself with you. Okay, and then the other thing is, on the legal side, is make sure that your wills, your advance directives, your powers of attorney, they're all executed, ensured that trusted individuals will step in to make the decisions if they're needed to be made. Okay, this is a very serious thing, and we struggle with it. And you know, one of the challenges is that, you know, if you think that you have a client that is losing their cognitive skills, it's a very difficult conversation to have with that client. But it's our responsibility to say, you know what, you're not thinking clearly here. It's important that you understand what the repercussions of this decision are. So in our view, having a watchdog, having somebody guarding the gate for you is very, very important. And it's part of what we do. It's a normal course of business. And not a month goes by without us finding that we've saved some client somewhere. You know, we work with over 6,000 families right now, and so it seems like it's constantly happening. It's terrible, but anyway, do what you can. Have a watchdog, and we think that should help to avoid that. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I want you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And sign up for our seminars. We have seminars now. We're doing them live. With the pandemic, we were doing them virtually. We still have virtual ones, but we're doing them live. The attendance has been terrific. It's just remarkable to see that people want to get out and be with other people. But mostly, I think they want to enjoy our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. I think that's why people come to the seminar. To heck with learning about finances and retirement and all that stuff. That's boring. I want the cookies. Now, folks, let me tell you, these cookies are half an inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. We bake them fresh right before the seminar. Come with an appetite. I dare you to eat two of them. You can't do it. They're so big. They're a meal in and of themselves. They're still warm. They'll melt in your mouth. The cookie smell will envelop you and take you to cookie heaven. You can't beat this. And if you learn something about your finances in the process, that's just a bonus. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Sign up for the seminar. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And we talk about how to fight inflation, reduce your income taxes, when and how to take Social Security, how to diversify your 401k. We talk about where should you get your income from. We have tons and tons of info. So attend the seminar, learn, and be informed. Okay, so rpoa.com is the website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have number 53 of how to maximize your Social Security benefit strategies. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in turning people into squippers. And if you're wondering what a squipper is, it's someone who is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision.
I love it!
Absolutely, and we love it. And so we have clients, and we also have squippers, okay? So if you're a client that isn't retired yet, guess what? You're not a squipper yet. Our job is to get you there. And if you're not a client, we want you to become one so we can turn you into a squipper as well. So we're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have and get you out there so you can go play and have fun. Our goal is for your money to last as long as you do, and we also want you to have financial peace of mind. Our website is rpoa.com, and when you're there, you can attend seminars, visit with one of our retirement planners, you can do watch videos, podcast this show, lots and lots of resources available to you so that you can become a squipper as well. So I want to talk about Social Security. This is one of the areas, in fact, it is the most important, significant source of income for our clients once they are retired. And so maximizing, making sure you're not leaving money on the table is extremely important in our view. And even a small mistake that costs you $50 or $100 a month, you add it up over your lifetime, it could be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that's not right. You got to get every dollar you earned and you are entitled to. So we want to help you with that. So this week, I want to talk with you about the rules about, you know, one of the most common questions that we get asked is, what if I keep working? You know, I want to get Social Security, but what if I keep working, then what? Well, let me go over with you that there are rules about Social Security benefits being withheld if you work. But you may not be clear about what the details are. So here's basically how it goes. They have an earnings test, and it's pretty straightforward. Anyone under their full retirement age, so let's say for sake of this conversation that it's age 66, they take back $1 in benefits for every $2 that you earn over the earnings test threshold.
Oh, no, no!
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And this year, in 2023, the answer is $21,240 is the earnings test. So if you make more than that, then every $1 of benefit, they withhold, for every $2 you make more than that number, they withhold $1 of your Social Security. So one area of confusion relates to the how they recompute the benefits once you do reach your full retirement age, okay? So you have Social Security benefits withheld during the earnings test. Let's say that that happens, okay? Because you started collecting and then you're working and they take back $1 for every $2. The benefit is then recomputed when you turn 66 to remove the actuarial reduction for those months in which you did not receive a check. So, for example, let's say Bob, his benefit when he turns 66 is $2,000. he starts early benefits at age 62. Well, they're going to reduce your benefits by 30% because you started at age 62. So this would give him a benefit of $1,400 instead of the $2,000. Now, let's say that he's working. And because he's working, they take back half of his Social Security. So instead of 60 checks during that period, he only gets 30 of them, okay? Now, when he turns 66, that reduction will be recalculated. And what they'll do is they'll figure out, there's an actuarial calculation that they go through, and they'll actually raise his benefit from the $1,400 to $1,650. So they give you a credit back for the benefits that you gave up. However, it's still not the $2,000 that you would have gotten had you waited. So you don't get the full amount, even though they recalculate it. Okay, that's an important thing to think. So some people think, well, you get paid back. You're not going to get a check. Okay, they don't give you a big check. All they do is recalculate the monthly benefits you're going to get, and they incorporate that in. Okay, so the moral of that story is that Social Security is very complicated. Okay, I don't even know if I don't think I understood what I just told you, so I'm sure you didn't. So because it's so complicated, you know, it requires training. It requires expertise. And our retirement planners, we put them through extensive training. We certify them annually to make sure that they are as up to speed as we can get them to help answer your questions about when and how to take Social Security, whether you're going to work, whether you're married, single, disparity in ages, health, all that kind of stuff. We want to help you to make the right decision there. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, we'll sit down with you, no charge or obligation. We'll build a retirement cash flow plan for you, an RCFP. And with the RCFP, we'll incorporate, it'll help us to tell you what we think is the best way for you to collect Social Security, when, how, and all of that. And once you have all of that, then you'll be able to know what your cash flow plan is. Can you retire if you're not there yet? If you are retired, then you know, how do you maximize Social Security? We want you to be a happy squipper. We want you to have financial peace of mind. We want your money to last as long as you do, and Social Security is an important part of that. So go to our website, rpoa.com, click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll visit with you either in person or virtually. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, as I said, no charge, no obligation. We will part friends, okay?
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is indeed, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the biggest risk your retirement faces, and it's not inflation in our view. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.
Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. And you know what? That may be true, but I think that good, solid financial planning is better than that, because hopefully what it can do is help you to buy lots of diamonds over the course of your lifetime. So that's all good. Welcome back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And we now work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. Yes, indeed, our beloved and most valued. And you know what? We have two kinds of people we work with. We have clients and we have squippers. And you may be wondering, well, I know what a client is, but what's a squipper? Well, a squipper is a client who has now retired and is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we want for you. And so any client that is retired and is enjoying themselves, we call them a squipper. It's the acronym. And our goal is for you to become a squipper. And obviously, the only place that you can become a squipper is if you're our client. So you need to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can podcast this show, you can watch videos, attend seminars, you can read articles, there's all kinds of stuff there for you, all designed to have your money last as long as you do. You know, we always say, we're not here to make you rich quick, we're here to keep you from becoming poor. Okay, so rpoa.com is where is our website. Now, speaking of keeping you from becoming poor, I was interviewed yesterday by on Reuters, and on their TV show. And the interviewer was, you know, we were going through and asking all these questions. And one of the questions she asked was, what is the biggest risk that your clients face? She said, you know, you work with people who are within 5 years of retirement, 5 years after retirement, you know. So in that 10-year period, what is the biggest risk that, those people face? And she said, it must be inflation, right? And I said, well, why do you say it? She goes, well, because, you know, inflation, everybody's always worried about, you know, people who retire and they're on a fixed income and inflation eats away at it and now they can't live the life they want and all that stuff. And I said, well, you know, that's true. Inflation is not, is an enemy. You know, there are three big enemies. There's inflation is one of them. The other one is income taxes. But the one that we believe is the biggest and worst is bear markets. And a bear market is something that happens where your investments lose 20, 30, 40, even 50% of their value.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, and that would be a problem. And, you know, I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, we've been doing this show at least since 1995. So, but during that period, I saw Y2K, I saw 2008, I saw the pandemic. I saw lots of times when people lost 20, 30, 40, 50% of their money. And it changes your life. And the thing about it, and why, and it, the risk, there's a name for it in the financial planning world, and you can Google it if you want. It's called sequential risk. Okay, sequential risk is, when is the worst time to lose money with your investments? Okay, so obviously any time is a bad time. You don't want to lose money on your investments ever, but when's the worst time? And, you know, there was a study where they asked people, would you rather have a big loss in your money when you're 60 or when you're 80? You know, you don't have a choice. You have to pick one. You can't say, I don't want to lose money. So when's the worst time? When would you prefer? And most people said, well, I'd prefer when I'm 60 because then I have time to build it back up again. Well, that's wrong. You prefer to have it when you're 80. Why? Because if you have a big loss when you're 60, then you're presumably, and you retire, now you're living on a lesser amount. Your money has dropped in value, but you need the same money to live on. Your cost of living didn't go down because your investments did. And if you need the same money coming out of a smaller pie, then the percentage you're taking out just went up. And what that's called, according to farmers, call that eating your seed corn. And if you eat enough of your seed corn, then yeah, growth season may come back. You're a long-term investor and the market always comes back and all that good stuff. Yeah, growth season may come back, but if you've eaten all your seed corn, guess what? You got nothing left to plant. And that's why sequential risk is, in our view, the biggest risk that you face. A large loss that happens early in your retirement or even just before you retired and now you can't retire. Okay, a large loss in a bear market that comes unexpectedly, and these bear markets hit fast, and the big drop happens usually within the first 3, 4, 5 months, and it's massive, and you barely have time to react. That's why we think that it is so important if you're within 5 years of your retirement, or you are within the first 5 years of your retirement, that you have something to address that sequential risk. And we call it invest and protect. Our strategy told us to sell in November of 2007. This was before the credit crisis crash, before Lehman, before 2008. Our strategy saw it coming and told us to get out. And we actually stayed out until June of 2009. So we were out for almost a year and a half of all equities. So And then last year, we got out, we counseled our clients to sell in April, and we were out for the rest of the year, and you know how much the market fell after that. We want to protect against sequential risk. And if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, if you're within that 5 years of retirement, or you're in that first 5 years of your retirement, the single most important decade of your entire financial life, in our view, you should have, we think, a strategy to protect against that thing. Inflation, you can deal with. You're dealing with it right now. It's not fun, but you can deal with it. Losing a big chunk of your money, big difference. Total different animal. Protect against that, we think. Now, if you don't have a strategy, if you're sitting out there flailing in the wind and subject to whatever the market's going to do, well, that's not a plan. You know, that's a hope. That's a prayer. We don't want you to do that. We want you to have an actual plan. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And you have two options when you get there. One is you can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now. We've had tremendous attendance. It's really remarkable. I'm so happy to see that. We have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. So go there for the cookies. Forget the information. But also, you can visit with one of our retirement planners directly. Skip the seminar and go directly to the source. We'll build a plan with you, no charge or obligation. We want you to have that second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to be a squipper. And so again, our website is rpoa.com. Now,
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, if you come in to visit with us, and we can do this virtually or in person, we'll build for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, an RCFP. And in that plan, we'll help you to decide when and how to take Social Security, how to reduce your income taxes, do you have enough money to retire on? We'll answer a lot of the questions that you might have. Okay, so all of that's available at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about do not leave everything to your spouse when you go. Why not? Stay tuned, I'll tell you. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon.
Cool.
Yes, very cool, and currently we work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families, our beloved and most valued clients. But you know, we've actually changed how we view our clients. We got two subsets. We have clients, but then we have squippers. And you may be wondering, well, what's a squipper? Well, a squipper is somebody who has now retired and is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. So if you think of the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision, it's squipper. And so we want you to be a squipper too. And you can only find it on our website. It's rpoa.com. Visit with one of our retirement planners. Attend one of our seminars. Avail yourself of our podcasts, our videos, our articles, all the content to help you to achieve that second childhood. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have peace of mind. You know, I cannot think of a more noble thing to do as my career is to help people to achieve all of that. So, again, our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. And normally, we do talk about the aforementioned greedy and unwashed, but this week, we're going to talk about your very generous and very washed and clean spouse, okay? Now, a lot of you probably say, you know, when I go, I want to make sure my spouse gets everything, so you leave everything to your husband or your wife. Well, guess what? Not a good idea. Okay? So I want to tell you why and what maybe you should think about doing instead. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And a of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now this week, we're going to talk about, you know, how to take care of your spouse and why in the process of doing that, you may not want to leave everything to your spouse. How can that be? All right, well, let me explain. So there are several reasons why you may not want to. One is that you have a Brady Bunch family, okay? So you're remarried and you have his and her kids, and you want your share to go to your kids. You want your spouse's share to go to their kids. So if you leave it all to your spouse, that ain't going to happen, right? So that's one reason. Another reason is that you may not, your spouse may not be financially astute, okay? Maybe you're the CFO of the family, and they may not be able to handle managing the affairs, the financial affairs, by themselves. They've always relied on you, and so, you know, now you're not there, and you may want to have somebody step in and do it for you in your stead, right? So that's another reason. There's another reason on top of that, which is a tax reason. And that is that if you leave everything to your spouse, the way the estate tax code works right now is that upon your death, if you leave stuff to your family, there's an estate tax. Now, you can avoid that by passing it on to your spouse. But if you do that, then what happens is that your spouse now has your half and their half. And if it's large enough, then there's an estate tax on that. So how do you still leave it to your spouse and avoid all the stuff I've said so far? Well, there's a kind of trust that's called a Q-tip. And the Q-tip and trust is one where you actually leave it in trust for the benefit of your spouse during their lifetime. But upon their death, it is directed the way you want it to go. So during their lifetime, you can assign a trustee to help them. You can make sure that it goes to your kids if you don't want it to go to their kids. And then there's another thing that you should think about, and that is in your will or in your living trust, is you want to create what's called the B trust. And the B trust is where you protect against the estate tax issue I mentioned. So, kind of a complicated estate tip this week, but something for you to think about. Don't default directly to leaving everything to your spouse because you love them and you want them to get everything. There are ways to leave it to them, the Q-tip trust and the B trust, where they can still have access to the money, but you can avoid some of the downsides of leaving everything to your spouse. So, that's your tip for this week. Now, make sure
I love you, man.
Well, I love you back, man. Remember that guy? That was those commercials, remember, back in the day? I love you, man. But anyway, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can visit with one of our retirement planners. We're not lawyers. We don't do estate planning and all that kind of stuff. But we can help you to think through the permutations of it and help you to have a clearer idea of what you want and where you want and how you want and all that good stuff. So our website is rpoa.com. And when you go there, you have a couple of options. Both of them are incredibly exciting in my view, like earth-shatteringly so. One of them is you can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now. Oh my gosh. You can attend them and actually now have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. They're available again. We went through 2 years of the pandemic and we weren't offering the cookies anymore. Now you can get them. Oh my gosh, worth going just for that.
Oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Oh, you don't even know, Dorothy. They're half an inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. They're baked fresh right before the seminar. If you go there, the cookie smell will envelop you. You'll go to cookie heaven and you'll learn about your finances at the same time. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Avail yourself of everything we have there for you. So, the show's over already. My goodness. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's
That's only the beginning.
Ken Morath is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.